This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And good morning and happy race day. We finally made it. This is what we work all week for. It's race day. All those late nights on the garage or maybe under the carport, under the tree, wherever you work on your race cars, it's time to take them out and show them off a little bit. A great show thanks to Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, Southern Raceway, and Sunny South Raceway. Now let me tell you what's going on. Tim Bryant is standing by. A beautiful day of racing today featuring the open wheel modifieds for 40 laps and 12 $100 to win at Mobile International Speedway. Then $5 night is back with the kids' bike races next weekend at Five Flags. We'll talk to him in just a minute about it. Joe McArdle last night had a huge race. Good amount of fans, great car count. It was the double-double. Double points and double money, and boy, I tell you what, a double drama. We'll talk about that shortly. In Hattiesburg Speedway in Mississippi, Donald Parker races out there on Highway 59 every Friday night, and next Friday, a huge money race with the Neesmith Street Stocks. He's going to tell us all about it and tell us a little bit about that track. See if you guys are wanting to go over there. Tonight's the night you go to Southern Raceway. This is going to be good. Jay Wells is bringing the circus with a mid-season championship Saturday night shootout. $777 to win in each class. And by the way, it's only $10 to get in, so those guys are doing something over there in the Florida side. Gates open at 4, racing at 7:30. So lots to cover. Again, we're thankful to have him on. Tim Bryant, probably one of the hardest working promoters that are out there. Not just doing one track. No, he's brave enough to do two. And it keeps them busy. Hey, Tim, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kane.
Man, there's no rain. Everyone's ready. The cars are loading up. I'm looking on Facebook. All the teams are posting the pictures. We're loading up. We're ready to head out to MIS, man. You got a great one. And one of my favorite classes of the open wheel modifieds. We've struggled in the past couple of years to get those numbers back with the past couple of races. We've had great racing and good car counts.
Well, the racing has just been really, really good. And, of course, tonight's 40-lap feature with a padded purse, you know, should bring in a few extras, and you know, we've got to find out if anybody can knock Donnie Hamrick off the pedestal. He certainly has his way with Mobile International, but Donald Crocker was leading the last time out and had a mechanical breakdown, and Brandon Howell's back in action, going really strong. Oki Mason's you know, sitting at the top of the point standings, I believe. And you know what? It could be anybody's race in 40 laps.
Yeah, and not just those guys, but you've got the whole, I mean, a great show. You've got our bombers coming, our sportsmen, the super stock, and the pro trucks. And again, J.J. Day, last time he was racing, he was leading the race, had clutch problems at practice. I saw again he had some clutch issues, but they think they got it fixed and ready for tonight.
Yeah, they were out practicing Thursday night and seemed to be confident that that 98 truck will make it to the end. And certainly, you know, when he's on track, he's tough to beat. But the truck division looks strong. Chris Brownlee was practicing on
brand
Thursday. Brand new truck looked really good, and you know, the truck division, especially at MIS, is really strong. And a former truck driver, Brandon Tipton, now behind the wheel of his brand new super stock. He'll be making his debut out there tonight.
Yeah, they did a good trade. I talked with him last weekend, and they were going to redo it, and they decided this guy really wanted a truck, and this super stock's supposed to be pretty powerful. So it'd be neat to see Brandon and see if he can knock Dave Mader off the top, because Mader and TJ Williams have created a partnership in that class that is kind of like BJ and the Bombers. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's one potent team. But you know what, Mader will have his work cut out for him tonight. Todd Jones is venturing over from Pensacola. Bubba Winslow is back stronger than ever. So that should be a good event tonight as well.
Well, let's talk about the Bombers. Last time we raced, there was the last possible chance for someone to get that bounty off of BJ, but it didn't happen.
Well, you know, somebody asked me Thursday night, said, what are y'all going to do next? I said, well, you know what, we're kind of scratching our heads. Certainly credit's got to go to Steve Denmark and B.J. Latham and that whole eight team. I tell you, those guys work really hard, and, you know, their preparation is top-notch. And, of course, it shows on the track. Yeah. His car's really fast. B.J.'s one heck of a driver. But you know what, all good things must come to an end, and, you know,
agree.
There's some guys poised for you know, deflating their balloon tonight. Yeah. And I know one car that's been a little bit of a sleeper, and I'm not even going to mention any names, but had a little gremlin in the car and discovered where it was. Yeah. And I think it's going to be faster tonight. It might surprise some folks of who that is.
Yeah. I'm not going to say anything either, but I agree with you. Well, let's talk about the sportsman class. Again, that's one of those classes. You know, the Bombers are known for rough driving. Well, not rough driving, but I mean, we use the whole track. We slide back and forth. The sportsmen have got it down to an art. They can bump and run and not tear up the cars, but some of the exciting races. But there's two or three guys up front. It's hard to beat every race.
Well, you know, Mark Barnhill, Red Dog Reynolds, Brandon Fowler, probably the names you're mentioning are the known front runners. A little different format for the sportsman division. Tonight is the first night that they'll actually be racing on what we refer to as a two-tire rule in an effort to try to cut the cost to racing. We started impounding tires off the cars at the last race, so two of the tires at the last race will be on the car tonight, and they'll only be allowed to put two new tires on. And I say all that what does that mean? It means the setup's going to be a little bit different, and they're going to be kind of riding a new animal tonight to some degree, so it could shake things up a bit.
Well, they have to. I mean, I know tonight we're not I know tonight we're not doing heat races, I believe. Aren't we going to for all the classes pull for, I'm sorry, not qualifying, we're going to pull for our heat races, and then obviously we'll have the features. Is that how we're running it tonight?
Yeah, that's exactly right, and I'm glad you brought that up, but it's a little different. We're actually doing a blind draw for the heat race position. And then the heat race finish will determine the feature starting lineup, and then we'll do a dice roll. So all that said, it's going to shake the lineup up a little bit, but it's going to make guys want to race a little bit harder in those heat races as well. You've got to finish in the top three in the heat to even be in the invert for the feature.
Yeah. Let me ask you, what time do the gates open, obviously, for the pits and also for the fans tonight?
We'll open the pit gates at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Kane, and grandstand gates will open at 4 o'clock. We'll start practice thereafter, and we're going to start racing at 7 p.m.
That's going to be good. Now, next Friday, I want to move up really quick to Five Flag Speedway. $5 admission again. You're doing. Oh, real quick, I almost forgot. You've got a special also. We can get some money off the tickets tonight at Mobile, right?
Absolutely. We announced it at the Demolition Derby the last night out. We had a good crowd that night. All of those folks hopefully save those ticket stubs. Yep. They can bring them to the gate tonight and get $5 off admission.
Yeah, see, that's great. And again, you're doing $5 admission for everybody next Friday at Five Flags. You'll have the Bombers and Sportsmen, our Modifieds again, and Pro Trucks, but also annual kids bike races, and you fill that track full of kids. It's amazing.
Yeah, and we reduced the admission price next week at Pensacola in an effort to try to get it make it available to more kids. For a summertime event. And by the way, we are going to have a $5 night. We'll be announcing that real soon, coming up at MIS. It's tonight, but it will be coming up soon. But, next Friday night, the annual kids' bike races, and we usually have 100-plus kids. The beautiful thing is every kid gets a trophy. Every kid gets an ice cream, a free Just a Burger meal from Whataburger. It's a big night for the kids summertime.
Well, let me ask you, we've talked about this off the air. As a track promoter, you have a lot of distractions in the summertime. There's lots of vacations. There's also lots of people heading to the beach. Maybe it's too hot to come out early. You see it, the crowds, usually at Five Flags and Mobile, they come out just a little bit later, just as that sun's coming down, and then they start packing a place. What has been the toughest thing as a promoter to try to get folks to come back to the track?
Well, I mean, it's a challenge in today's environment. There's a lot of things out there to entertain folks, and certainly on a pleasant night weather-wise, that's a feather in our cap.
Yeah.
The racing has just been awesome,
and
the best thing we have, and of course we do as much paid advertising as our budget will allow, but the best thing we have is people talking about how good the racing's been, and that's really how we kind of rely on getting folks back out there. But you're right. I mean, it is summertime. And by the way, the schedule adjustment, we talk about that just real briefly here. In summertime with folks doing lots of other things and planning vacations and stuff, kind of factored into our decision to drop that July 5th date off of the schedule. But we've replaced the racing on there. And also, we've got a couple other exciting things coming up at MIS in terms of our racing format that we're going to dabble with this year. And we're going to be talking about that real soon, possibly even at the driver's meeting tonight.
Ooh.
And so anyway, some exciting times are ahead. The second half of the season is coming. The Lee Field Fields Memorial. We're already building some steam towards that. That's going to be an awesome weekend. People need to make their plans now. We'll have a Friday night pit party practice on Friday night. Seven divisions are racing on Saturday. Free camping for the weekend. Be a great way to spend Labor Day there in Atlanta.
Oh, I tell you what, we're excited. We can't wait to load up and head out to the track tonight. As always, we appreciate you being a big part of the show and look forward to seeing you tonight and next Friday at Five Flags.
Awesome. We appreciate you having us on, and hope everybody has a great weekend. See you tonight.
There you go. Tim Bryant's telling you where to go for sure, obviously, at Mobile International Speedway. That's where it's going to be. So hang on. More racing to continue. How was it last night at Sunny South Raceway? I know Joe McCardle's got a huge story to tell. Hang on. It's coming up. To the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Later today, we're podcasting the show at usfdracing.org. That's United States Fire Department Racing, and they're based out of Kannapolis, North Carolina. We race to bring awareness and funds to volunteer fire departments around the country and the world. So if you are a fireman, you want to have a couple race cars out there, easy to find us. Go to USFD Racing. You can look them up on Facebook. Look me up at Full Throttle Racing with Kane. So still to come, Hattiesburg Speedway in Mississippi. Donald Parker listed as an every Friday night race. They do that. And coming up next Friday, a huge money race with the Neesmith Street Stocks. And what they're doing is pretty special. Jay Wells also standing by, racing every Saturday night at Southern Raceway. And they've got the Midseason Championship Saturday night shootout tonight. And every class it runs, the winner will get $777. So pretty exciting about that. Amazing night last night at Sunny South Raceway. It was double-double. Double points and double money. And every driver likes that. So they probably raced double hard. And Joe McCardle, well, you're probably resting double as much. Good morning, brother.
Good morning, man. Thanks for having us home.
Absolutely. You know, I love the track, and I talk about this about every time that you come on, that it is your own private Bristol in our own backyard in Grand Bay. If you've never been to Sunny South Raceway, shame on you. They race every other Friday. The next race coming up, I believe, July 12th. It's a Saturday night. We'll talk about that. But, man, let's talk about last night. All the classes, double money, double points. You guys know they were pushing it hard, weren't they, Joe?
They were pushing hard, and I started the driver's meeting off with double your fun, double your points, and double your money.
Yeah.
But most important, let's have fun.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know what? We did have fun. We, even though we give double points and double money, we had some good, serious racing. Good, serious racing. I mean, nobody pushed the button.
Yeah,
everything was cool.
Yeah, you got to like those nights. How about the Mighty Mites? Let's start off with those guys. Our young guys, they're in those go-karts that have a full cage around them. They look like mini sprint cars, and the drivers look like junior NASCAR drivers.
For sure, man, for sure. We had four of them last night. Yeah. Gannon Polk in the 88. I'm trying to think here. Myers in the number 12 and the 242 J.D. DeWitt.
Oh.
And, Yep, Mr. DeWitt's son himself.
That's good.
But we've got two more cars on order for the Mighty Mites. The class is still growing. Hello?
Oh, yeah, we're here. We're listening. Sorry,
okay.
Joe.
Okay. And like I say, two more cars coming in the Mighty Mites.
Oh,
but
that's
good. They were there last night, of course.
And the Junior One Champs, now that's the next class after you run a year there, because you're really teaching these kids exactly what you need to learn to drive. They got to learn the flags. They need to know when to slow down. That's entertaining sometimes. Those guys, you guys jump out of the way when you're flagging on the track. But this is really for families that want to learn and get their kids into it. I mean, five-year-old kids driving carts. Isn't that about what the age is?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, see, that's
amazing. I was especially proud of the Junior One class last night. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we have them on the race receivers.
Yeah.
And we got them now where we talk them down the back straightaway, and even on the yellow flag situation, we slow them down, we line them up, and they're listening now.
I was going to say that's one of the best things you guys could have done is put those receivers on there. That's awesome.
Right, and we had Landon Adams in the 14, and Ann Tompkins in the 522 that ran neck and neck for the first probably 15 laps.
Wow.
But then, down there between one and two, they had a little meeting, and both of them were sent to the rear. So that put Little, his name is Garrett Little, but I call him Little Garrett. He was running a strong third. That put him on the point.
Wow.
And you know what?
What's that?
He said, by God, this is mine tonight.
All right. Good for him. A new winner.
He come on through, man. He won it. He
awesome.
Won it.
I bet you that kid had a smile on his face from ear to ear.
Well, I don't know which was the biggest, him or his mama when she come over to the trailer to get the winner's sticker to put on the car.
It was mama.
She was hooping and hollering. I finally got one.
That is awesome. Boy, I can relate. That is so cool.
All right.
You know, after that, you graduate to the next class. There's a couple different classes. Obviously,
we went to Bandos.
Yeah. And that's what you can do as a driver as well. You go up to Bandos and then move up.
That's your next step up.
We try to run all
the kids first.
Yeah.
But we had four Bandos.
Mm-hmm.
We had Miss Josie in the 44. We had Colin Sablich. We had Layman Ramsey in the 42. And we had Cody Woods in the 11.
Ah.
And Collins and Miss Josie went out there and ran away. And then we had a little minor things there, and they finished 1-2. Colin won, and Josie finished second. And I think Layman, if I remember correctly, either him or Cody Woods got third. I can't remember which offhand.
So Josie's your granddaughter.
Josie's my granddaughter.
And you have been able to take her from the very beginning of just being around the pits to take her to racing. And it's amazing in the past couple of years to see how she has handled that car, knows the lines now, and can get around that track and is always now battling for the lead and for the win. So that, as a grandpapa, it's got to make you proud, but also as a team owner. And then you got to think about what's the next step for her.
Right. Well, I'm having a problem with it.
I bet you are.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
You know, she is 11 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of starting 8 years old in the Bando, she couldn't make up her mind.
Mm-hmm.
And because she's my little girl, I don't have no problem putting the boys in the cars.
Right.
But this was my little girl, and I kind of let Dad step in there, and it took him 2 years to talk to her to get her in the car.
Yeah.
But she's come along real good.
Mm-hmm.
But
she's
I really have a problem. I really have a problem with the Legend, putting her in there right now. That's my girl. But, you know, if that's what she wants, we'll do it.
Boy, you're going to get more gray hairs. You know that, right?
Man, I'm telling you.
How about our Pro Challenge cars? I saw that my teammate on USFD Racing, Andrew Nolan, was not there. Dave was there. Dave had engine problems, had to go to the backup truck, and I believe he got second.
Let's see. He did.
Yeah.
And I wanted to tell you something. Dave, Andrew being the younger brother,
mm-hmm.
a couple times there, I thought the older brother was in the truck. Older brother needs to watch out now.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a little brother, he's tired of running in the shadows.
Oh, yeah, I guarantee it.
But our boy in the 14 truck, Connor O'Cressy.
Wow.
Done his thing. Sit on the pole.
Yeah, wow.
Won the heat and come back and won the feature.
Man, and you don't get no better. And he was one of those kids that started off in karts. His dad, Wayne, has taken him all the way. And, I mean, he's a national champion from Daytona and everywhere. So this young kid can drive anything. I've had him on the show two or three times. Probably have to get him back on there again just to talk about how good he's doing. And then he's really taken to that truck, hadn't he?
He has taken to the truck. He's been racing the truck now. He started the first this year. Mm-hmm. That kid's only 12 years old.
Man.
And he's racing both the truck and the Legend.
Oof, wow. So
I mean, you know, and he probably might weigh 90 pounds soaking wet.
I was going to say, you got lead in there heavier than he is.
Oh, we got lead on top of lead.
What about the mini stocks? That class used to be called the Stingers. Now you can do a little bit more to them. How is that class coming along? I saw some new cars, it looked like.
The class got up to 6 cars
good,
last night.
Good.
We had Mr. Barber back for an absence. We had one car out of Flemington.
Wow.
We had Daniel Martin in the 22, the Acura.
Oh, yeah. I saw him on Facebook. How did he run?
He done his thing, too. He come to race.
I knew it.
He took it.
Wow.
Darren Blaine in 8.
Mm-hmm.
But the track is coming along with that that particular class, we're doing good in that class. It took a little while, but it's getting back up to where it was.
Well, I know you're still working on getting a dirt track in the middle of that track at Sunny South for the go-karts, but right now you've got the senior pro clones that are running on the track, drafting like Daytona and Talladega, and also putting on great shows. The speed that these guys are going about an inch off the ground is incredible.
Well, they're unreal, and like I say, that drafting.
Yeah.
You had Tatum Wilson out there drafting with the young lady, Lakeland. Mm-hmm. Parker in the 91, they hooked up there and done a little drafting.
Wow.
But it was good all the way around. But you haven't asked about my favorite class down here.
Oh, I was saving the best for last. How about our Legends class?
Legends class. We almost had a new winner.
Really?
Really. My son Brian sat on the pole. Connell Cressy qualified second. Connor Lewis, the bad boy down there, qualified third. And I said, well, look at here. Maybe we're going to get something tonight.
Yeah.
So they inverted two. They put Connor and Brian on the front row.
Wow.
And they put Hunter Lewis in the driver's seat, second row inside.
Mm.
Well, needless to say, what happened on the second lap?
Oh, what happened?
Connor jumped through then, took the lead.
Wow.
Brian jumped in behind him. And they ran that away for 25 laps.
Dang, man.
And it was a question of who was going to do what to who.
Oh, really? Oh, that's great racing.
Right, but it never happened. They both had respect for each other. Hunter
that's
finished
awesome.
First. Brian finished second. But Brian did push him down the back straight away. Mm-hmm. Brian could have took a couple shots at him. And Hunter didn't do nothing wrong but hold his line,
hey,
and that's the way they finish.
If you're up front, I'll go ahead and tell you, I'm going to mirror drive the crap out of you if I'm up front.
and I'm not even saying that. but on the transponders, second place car, out of the 25 laps, second place car had probably 80% of the faster laps.
Wow, no kidding.
But the first place car, Hunter Lewis, the man is a wheel man.
Yeah, held that line, didn't he?
Right, he held the line, and... That's what it is, man. You know, hold the line under pressure and let's go for it.
Yeah, that's it.
But second place car was there.
Well, it sounded like you guys had a great time. The bike and power wheel races with the kids again, as always. And so everyone seemed like they got out there unscathed and ready for the next race, right?
For sure.
Oh, good.
For sure. Everybody stepped up. And like I say, we doubled our fun, doubled our points, and doubled the money.
Well, Joe, we appreciate you as always coming on. And July 12th, a Saturday
July
night.
July 12th, tell Saturday us about night, makeup race.
Yeah, no, well, that's 12th. Okay. And remember, now Mobile's off for a month after this Saturday, after today. So it might be an opportunity for you to go check out and tell. Just go see what we're talking about. You'll see some great racing. And, again, you've got a lot of Facebook fans on there. Look them up, sunnysouthraceway.org, or obviously on Facebook. Right, Joe?
Right on, man.
Man, you have a great weekend, and we appreciate the report.
Thank you, man.
All right, Joe McCardle, you betcha. From Sunny South Raceway, again, man, I tell you, that is training tomorrow's racers today, and you can see how they've graduated from Kale Gale all the way up to, gosh, even NASCAR drivers beyond that. Still to come, we're going to Hattiesburg. Yep, Donald Parker's standing by about a big race with their Neesmith Street Stocks, and Jay Wells, Southern Raceway's up as well. Hang on. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Again, later today, we'll podcast the show at usfdracing.org. That's United States Fire Department Racing. And, gosh, I've been with them for about 4 years now, based out of Kannapolis, North Carolina, raising money and awareness for, well, all the volunteer fire departments around the country. You can find us on Facebook and also look me up at Full Throttle Racing with Kane, and we'll bring some of the race cars out to your fire department for any kind of fundraisers you guys might be having. It's going to be fun next Friday. Now, I tell you what, they fought last night to get the show in. Rain, it had a lot of it, but it probably made for a great racing service after drying out just a little bit at Hattiesburg Speedway. First time on the show in a long time, Donald Parker. Donald, good morning, and I asked him earlier, you got that coffee flowing, man. You had a late night, but you got out of there a decent time, and you're ready to tell us about it. And next weekend show, what's happening, buddy?
How you doing?
Man, we're doing great. You know, great racing weekend. You know, and you were one of those racetracks that race every single Friday night just south of Hattiesburg off of Highway 49. You can't miss the track. It's right off the side there. Tell us, last night you guys struggled a little bit trying to get fight the rain. So I heard a rumor that you guys are building a dome. Is that right?
Yeah, we need one. We've had our share of rainouts already, but, you know, you've got to you got to be prepared to run, rain or shine. So, and just wait and see what Mother Nature gives you.
Well, before we get into the big race that you guys got coming up with the midseason championship, I want to ask you a little bit about the track. For fans that might not know exactly, you know, Hattiesburg's a little dry, but not that far. In the next month or so, there's going to be a lot of off time in the Mobile area, so race fans are going to get antsy. And if you want to get some dirt in, it's worth the trip over to Mississippi. Tell us about your track, the size of it, and a little bit of the history.
Well, it's a quarter-mile dirt track. History of it, it was built and opened in sometime around the mid-70s. I don't know the exact year, but about the mid-70s, and it's been open ever since.
Man.
So it's been around a pretty good while.
And you guys got all the regular classes you'd see at the dirt track. You got the built-in fans. But let's talk about what's going on next Saturday. You're presenting the Mississippi Street Stock Series with the midseason championship, and you're throwing a ton of money out there, so I'm going to let you take over. What you got going on with those guys?
Well, you said Saturday, but it is
Friday. Oh, I'm sorry,
Friday.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I did it again.
yeah, it's a little confusing for a lot of people. Yeah. But we got the Mississippi Street Stock Series coming in here, which is, you know, basically a Neesmith Street Stock car is what it is.
Yeah.
But it's the Mississippi Street Stock Series, and it's going to be their mid-season championship. Where to them, you know, it was just going to be their basic mid-season championship, what they're going to call it. But then I got to thinking, I said, let's do something a little different. So I said, what y'all think about running a 50-lap race? Mm-hmm. And it just kind of blew their mind when I mentioned that. But I think it got their attention. And the more people we started talking to about it, everybody was excited about it. So we're going to give it a whirl and see what happens. I think it's going to be pretty interesting.
Well, you got a 50-lap, 1,000-to-win feature, but then you've got additional money at the halfway point, $500. That's pretty strong.
Yes, we're going to do $500 to lead halfway,
man.
And then we're going to offer $10 a lap to lead a lap. So
so you really want them to be battling, don't you?
yes, sir. We really want to make this exciting and give the race something to be exciting the whole race through, not just the start, not just the finish.
Right.
We want it to be exciting the whole race.
Well, what is it about, you know, we talked a little bit about this. I think you see the asphalt fans, I mean, I race asphalt. I love it to death. I love dirt, though. I started on dirt, and nothing against the asphalt fans. I love them very much. But I tell you what, those dirt track fans, even if it's raining, they still come to the track. And you guys are racing every Friday night. There's not many tracks that race every single week. You guys in Southern over there in Milton are pretty much the only ones I can think of off the top of my head. How has that been as a promoter in today's times? I mean, obviously, you got to try to get more people coming in and then to do it every single week. I couldn't imagine doing it every other week. So what have been some of the struggles you've had to try to get the fans back in?
Well, Hattiesburg has a pretty loyal fan base.
That's awesome.
But this year as a track promoter, you know, this is my first year as track promoting.
Mm-hmm.
On Fridays, my phone rings off the hook.
That's awesome.
And to be honest with you, I get quite a few calls from the Mobile, Alabama area.
Great.
And some around Florida. So I'm assuming we're picking some fans up driving over here, you know, on Friday nights. Because if they wouldn't be, they wouldn't be calling.
Right.
So I'm pretty happy about that, but as racing every week, it's a job.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you got to give the fans and the racers what they want. And as a former racer, I want to be able to race every week, not every other week.
Yeah.
That's why I do it, because I love the sport. And if you're a true race fan, you want to be there as many times as you can.
That's well put. That's so true. And now Highway 49 South right there, just south of Hattiesburg is where the Speedway is. And you've got just not only this mid-season championship, but you've got the regular weekly classes. Tell us what they are and what kind of cars they are.
Yeah, we run five classes weekly show. Mm-hmm. We run Crate Late Models.
Mm-hmm.
We run Neesmith Street Stock. We run modified, open wheel modifieds.
Awesome.
We run Outlaw Street and Pure Street is what our local classes are. And our Outlaw Street, it's a class that we're opening up. It's kind of cars that don't fit in anywhere else. So we're giving them a class to run. And it's, you know, it's just like what it says. It's outlaw.
That's so cool. So you probably see some crazy things out there.
Oh, yeah. We're taking it back. It's basically bringing back what I consider old school racing. We let them run big Lexan sideboards on the
wow.
rear trunks, big tall spoilers.
Wow.
And, man, it's really a exciting class.
That would be a fun class to race, I bet. You go almost flat-footed around that track if you got it right.
That's what these guys are doing. They're flat-footing it.
Unbelievable. What kind of speed do you think these guys are hitting getting into the turns?
Some cars are averaging 60, 65 miles an hour.
That's amazing. And then going sideways at about 50. That's awesome.
That's right.
Man,
that's right.
Well, how do we find the track? If we're coming from Mobile, let's say on the interstate, what do we got to do to find your track today, or next Friday, rather?
Say Mobile, you can pick which direction you want to come from.
Mm-hmm.
You can come from either direction.
Yeah.
You can come 98,
yeah.
You know, west all the way to 49 and exit off, and you ride at the track.
Oh, that's perfect.
If you want to come the other way, you come down I-10, hit 49, come north, and go 298, and you got the track. So it's pretty easy to find. It's right there at the 98-49 intersection.
Well, I tell you what, I know this race is huge. It's going to be major. We'll have updates throughout the week on Facebook, getting everyone ready and reminding everyone about the big show. But how about coming back next Saturday morning? If you can wake up with us, because I know you're going to be busy and tired, but I'd love to have you back on, talk about who won the races, talk about the crowd again. The gates open at 4:30, and you guys usually start your racing at 8, right?
Yes, so we start at 8 o'clock, you know, usually around that area, you know, time. You know, we maybe run a little late, but we make up for it.
Yeah.
Once we start the show, we move it on. We don't stop. I generally do a 20-minute intermission,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I mean, 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's good.
Because I know if you go much longer than that, you start getting the fans bored.
Yeah.
Racers get a little antsy. They get too relaxed, and it's hard to get back going. But I do a 20-minute intermission.
Mm-hmm.
Once our last heat race is run, I start the clock, and at 20 minutes from that point, we start feature races.
Well, I can't wait to hear how it is, and I'm going to make a journey up there, and who knows, maybe next Friday will be the day I do it. But, Donald, we're excited to have you on the show. Thank you so much for being a part of it this morning.
Well, I sure appreciate it. And if there's anybody that wants to get in on board on this sponsorship, on this money
mm-hmm.
For this race, We're accepting anything, whether it's from a fan, a racer. If you want your name talked about during this race, all you got to do, a minimum of $10. That's it.
Wow, that ain't bad. And you're going to be, the stands will be packed for this race anyway, so there's not much better of an investment out there. So how do we, again, it's Facebook is the best way to find you guys out there, isn't it?
Facebook, yes, sir. Or you can call me directly on my phone. It's 24/7. It's 228. 547-6823 is my phone number, and that's direct line straight to me.
All right, Donald, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you next weekend for sure.
Well, I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. Again, man, that's going to be a huge race, Hattiesburg Speedway. You want to hang out for that and check it out next Friday. Coming up tonight, Southern Raceway, the mid-season championship Saturday night shootout, $777 to win in each class. Jay Wells is standing by to learn more. Hang on. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you to Tim Bryant again coming on earlier from Mobile and Five Flag Speedway. Joe McArdle, a big night last night at Hattiesburg Speedway. Next Friday night is where you want to be for the huge money race for the Street Stocks 50 lap, 1,000 to win, 500 halfway point leader. That is strong. Jay Wells now checking in with Southern Raceway. And this guy is, every promoter I come on, you're the hardest working promoter. But, man, he's driving all over the place. Got a day job, overnight job, whatever it is. You do, Jay. God bless you, man. And what you've been able to do in just a few weeks at Southern Raceway. I was there last Saturday, and I saw 2,000 to 3,000 people in the stands. I couldn't tell you how many, but there was not a seat available. You had a great night, and man, did you pack in some great racing. I got to give love to the vintage guys. I was screaming into Mike, and so were the fans. Everyone was standing up cheering. You got a track, baby, let me just say.
Yep. Well, we appreciate it, man. You definitely had the house rocking, and we appreciate you coming out and doing that. And we look forward to hopefully doing it a couple more times this year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the crowd was great. And what we tried to do is feature our local guys, you know. So last week we gave the vintage guys two feature races, one right after intermission and then the last one of the night. We inverted the finish from the first one to make it exciting, and it did. It worked. It was a great finish. People on their feet. And, you know, thanks in a large part to you and in a large part to the action on the track. It's just, it's been fun. It's been well worth every minute of sleep lost.
That's what we were talking. You get enough rest? No, man. Yeah, that's good. Well, like I said, we'll sleep when we die, brother.
Trying to keep up with you, bro. I got out of this, man, and I was chilling on a recliner, and now I got to, you know, I got to show you young boys that you ain't got it all.
That's right. That's right. Keep steaming on, baby.
That's well, right.
This is huge. Mid-season championship Saturday night shootout. When you call it a Saturday night shootout, do you change the format of the racing at all?
Well, what we're doing is we increase the feature lengths to 25 laps. We'll still run a full program. We're still going to run eight races. Mm-hmm. But what we've done, no points for our regular weekly classes. Mm-hmm. The Neesmith guys will still get the Neesmith points at the end of the year. But no Southern Raceway regular weekly points this week. And so we've upped the features to 25 laps. The top five are locked in, but we're going to invert them. Mm. They have a chance to start at the tail end of the feature for another 100 if they win, which every feature pays $777 to win this week.
Man.
And so if you start at the back, you win. That's $877.
Wow.
And we're giving any past Southern Raceway track champion a provisional if they need it, if they can find a ride, and a couple of them have.
Wow.
And we're also have made any 2014 feature winner eligible for a provisional if they need it. So we're locking in the top guys and, you know, and hopefully putting some of them in the back. I heard a lot of them are looking at taking that opportunity for the extra money. So it ought to be good, man.
That's amazing. And the track, for me being there for the first time, is just the right size. You guys have done amazing work on it. You guys, it takes a lot of work. And a lot of people don't understand that you just don't show up at a dirt track on Friday night, get it ready for Saturday, and you're ready. You guys are working every day during the week. Maybe Monday you're off. And then
Sunday and Monday I'm in front of the computer just hammering away at press releases and stuff. But yeah, I mean, it takes an incredible amount of work. I mean, you know, literally thousands of gallons of diesel fuel to grade the track and care for it and prepare it and water, man. I mean, we fill that water truck up religiously and just, you know, fill it up, drive across the pits and dump it out and then go do it again.
Yeah. And what's neat about the track is you have a huge area for kids to play at, which I thought was awesome. You have several different vendor opportunities for food and drinks. And again, there's not a bad seat in the house. And you've got it from kind of like Deep South Speedway where you had the seats cut into the hill, and then you have full blown grandstands.
Yeah, we've got the terrace style seating all the way along the front straightaway. And we are a 3/8 mile. 75-foot wide surface now, which seems to be, you know, a pretty popular and a pretty comfortable length for dirt tracks.
Yeah.
And you can bring your lawn chair and sit down in the terrace seating, or we've got plenty of bleacher-style seating available in the grandstands. And the playground has been a fixture at Southern Raceway for a long time. Mm. And when I talk to some of the old-school guys, as I like to do, one of the first things they ask about is if that playground is still there.
Wow.
And yes, it is. It's still there.
That's awesome. And then tonight, yeah, like I said, you're going to have all the classes running. So can you run through those really quick, what you got?
Yeah, we'll have the Neesmith Street Stock cars, our Southern Raceway Vintage Stars, as I like to call them, the Vintage Class, the Pure Stocks, and we're bringing our Modifieds back home and tossing them out there. We think the surface, you know, we've worked it really hard, as you know, and it's been a little fragile, but we think it's ready for some big tire abuse tonight. So
Well, you talk about the open wheel modified, just a guy you got to bring up. And last weekend, he wasn't racing, but he and his wife were there, saw him in the stands, talked to him. The white number 33, Nathan Ingersoll.
Nathan, and he's actually our points leader, so he'll be one of the top five locked in, or he might just take a spot from the back. You never know.
I know Nathan. He's already probably planning on that.
I mean, it's an extra $100, and he is a little crazy. He likes a challenge. So
he does.
You may see that white 33 taking up the tail end and just coming on through.
You guys, I talked with Donald from Hattiesburg Speedway right before you guys in Mississippi, and you guys aren't really competitors. It seems like the dirt tracks, for the most part, are trying to help everybody out. Like I said, for the most part. Let me ask you, and I asked him, what has been the hardest challenge racing every single week, like you do? I know some of the asphalt guys want to do that at Mobile and Five Flags. What's been the hardest part to, A, get the drivers to keep coming back, and the fans every week?
Well, I mean, we know it's a big expense, and you know, we're working on that. I mean, we've cut our general admission price for adults now to $10.
Awesome.
That's a $2 cut. We saw the success of $5 night last week, which we're going to do again during the course of the season, maybe several times. Mm-hmm. But on a regular weekly basis now, it's $10 for adults. Seniors and military with ID are $9. Children, I forget the ages, like 12, 6 to 13 or 7, and 5 and under are free. No, 6 to something. Anyway, it's like, you know, $10, $9, $7, $5, and free. So we're trying to save some money there for the fans. Mm-hmm. Tonight's Fan Appreciation Night. Man, I've got a truckload of giveaways that we'll be giving out and tossing out and calling out ticket numbers all night. Dollar draft beer, dollar hot dogs. And we've cut our entry fee for the cars on the other side of the fence in the pits, cut that to $10. That all goes into your points fund. So you're not paying any track fees to race there. We give you water and electricity in every pit stall, one of the only tracks in the area to do that at absolutely no charge. So, and we've upped the purses. I mean, we've taken these purses in all the classes to $777 and then possible extra $100. So, you know, the owners are looking at me like I'm crazy because I'm cutting entry fees and admission at the front gate, and I'm upping the purses, and they're like, Jay, hello, hello. But, you know, it's all about getting the racers out there, making it affordable for the racers and the fans. And, you know, let's get out there and watch a shootout and hoot and holler and have a good time.
Oh, you will tonight. Gates open at 4, the hot laps at 6:30, and racing at 7:30, right?
That's right. Yeah, we open them up at 4, so, you know, a lot of folks come in and put their lawn chairs down and whatnot.
Yeah.
And then we wait till 7:30, so, you know, it gives it a chance to cool off a little bit. We're rolling into the dog days, and we know it. We all live here.
How do we find the track? It's not hard.
Exit 31 off of I-10 goes south exactly 2 miles to the blinking light. I believe the sign says County Road 180-something. It's Nichols Lake Road. If you take exit 31 off of I-10 in Florida, go south and go exactly 2 miles to the yellow blinking light, take a left, and we're about a half to three-quarters of a mile out on the right.
Oh, you can't miss it. I know you're going to have a blast, and like I said, maybe catch up on sleep next. Well, you can't do it next week. I don't know when you do it. Good
one of these weeks. One of these weeks. I'll get there. I slept before. I'm ready.
Yeah, there you go. Jay, thank you so much, Southern Raceway. Buddy. We appreciate you being a big part of the show.
I appreciate you having us. Thanks, Kate.
Absolutely. Again, well, there you go. That wraps up the show. Thank you to Tim Bryant. Again, a big race tonight featuring the open-wheel modifieds, 40 laps, $1,200 to win with the Bomber, Sportsman, Superstocks, and Pro Trucks. $5 night at Five Flag Speedway next Friday, the 27th, and the annual kids bike races. Again, Joe McArdle, thank you so much from Sunny South Raceway, again, being a big part of the show, as they always are. Hattiesburg Speedway, our newest friends in Mississippi, going to do it again next Friday with a big race. And again, tonight, Jay Wells with Southern Raceway, mid-season championship Saturday night shootout. That's going to be huge. We are loading up the Kane Motorsports number 5. I want to thank Kyle Brandt. Did a great story on Mobile's website. If you go to mobilespeedway.net, tells a little bit about what we're racing for and the reason why we're out there. So we appreciate that. Thank you to McDonald's also and Pull Apart. They give us an extra $100 for every top 5 that we get. We're going to get it tonight for sure. And we give that money to childhood cancer. False Hack Tires. Go see Chris or Jesse. Perkins Hurricane Landing out in Bay Minette. Bay City Collision and Metro Glass of Mobile, Performance Graphics, ShareGodsPower.com, Alabama Teen Challenge, Auto Parts Supplier, also K1 Race Gear, USFD Racing, and Skywatch Traffic get us to the track every weekend. I want to see you in the pits. We got a bunch of giveaways, too. Cheer on that number 5. God bless you all, and we'll see you at the track.